الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق. الله سبحانه وتعالى has many beautiful names, and one of these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir. Allah Azza wa Jal has Qudrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power. Allah has power over everything. Al-Qadiru ala kulli shay. Al-Qahiru fawqa ibadih. He has Qahar and dominance over his servants. He has power over everything. This is very obvious and very clear if we open our eyes and if we try to learn. Right from the beginning of human creation, in origin, human being is just a drop of water. مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. A drop of water, how Allah Azza wa Jal transforms, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms a drop of water into a full-fledged creation and a full-fledged human being. If we think about it, it is a miracle. It is a miracle. This drop of water settles in the womb of the mother, and then Allah Azza wa Jal nurtures this drop of water, and slowly, slowly it turns into mudghah, a piece of flesh. And then Allah Azza wa Jal lets it grow. It develops bones. That's why a very early scan can actually detect that there is a baby growing long before the delivery date. And then the baby keeps growing. After 120 days, Allah Azza wa Jal sends an angel, a malak, and the angel blows ruh into him. After 120 days, this becomes a living being. This becomes a person. It is not fetus anymore. It is a living human being. The only difference is that we are out of the womb of the mother, and the baby is still inside the womb of the mother, but it is a full-fledged living being. What is nutrition for the mother, nutrition for the baby? If something troubles the mother, also troubles the baby. That's why, you know, doctors, when they do a prescription, straight away they ask, are you expecting? Because any medication could have implication and could have impact on the baby. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Then slowly, slowly you will see, mashallah, the baby coming into this world. Ajib, a drop of water which cannot speak, it cannot see, it cannot hear, it cannot think, it does not have any power to hold anything, it does not have any power to demand anything. As soon as the baby comes to this world, The baby starts demanding. The baby cries. In fact, if the baby does not cry, the doctors, they get worried. Something may be wrong. And that helps the breathing. And then Allah Azza wa Jal teaches the baby how to drink the milk of the mother. There is nobody who can actually explain to the baby how to drink the milk. There is nobody who can teach the baby, just newborn baby, how to drink the milk. There is no manual, which there is no instruction that can be given to the baby. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the baby. And then, in a nice and perfect manner, the newborn baby is able to drink the milk, and then slowly, slowly, the growth starts. We see the child starts, you know, recognizing the faces, mother, father, right? It starts to recognize if you are upset, if you are happy, if you like something, if you dislike something, if you are angry, if you are demanding something, if you are prohibiting something. Ajib, the baby starts recognizing that you like, you don't like, you want, you don't want. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah makes human being see and also make him hear. Allah Azza wa Jal makes human being recognize. So the understanding develops. And then soon, after a while, the baby starts speaking. The qudrat of nutq, the ability to speak, is given. From a drop of water to a full-fledged speaker, you can speak hours and hours, hours and hours, hours and hours. If we collect how many hours we have spoke, if we put the data together, how many hours a day, how many hours a week, a year, a decade, ajeeb, ajeeb, amazing. And people speak hours and hours. Right? This is the science Allah Azza wa Jalla is showing every day. Every day we have these signs around us. If we pay attention, how Allah Azza wa Jalla, He transforms a drop of water into a full-fledged human being. But human being becomes ghafil very quickly, becomes neglectful very quickly. So something which is almost miraculous, which is like mu'jiza, becomes normal. It is miraculous, but because we see it every day, it becomes normal. Yeah, a baby is born, somebody grown up, somebody started speaking, somebody started running, somebody became young, somebody became strong. It becomes normal. It happens. It happens every day. So this is how it is. It is not how it is. It is how Allah made. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla has made. But unfortunately, we take it for granted. We consider it to be normal. This is how it should be. This is how it is. Once it becomes normal, then our mind is diverted from Allah Azza wa Jal. We do not see the fi'l of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not see the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal. That it is Allah Azza wa Jal who is doing what is happening. That's why in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has negated creation from the creation. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned many times in the Quran that the creation cannot create. Khalq cannot do the khalq. Because creator can create. Not the created one, not the creation itself. أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون Do you see the water that you drink? You send it up the cloud. You make the rain cloud. You make the clouds rain. Or is it one? Is it we who are the one who is sending it down? أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون Do you see the fire which you lit? Fire, it looks very simple. It is not very simple. It is very complicated. The whole world is after energy now. The whole world is racing for energy because we need energy everywhere. Your homes, your businesses, masjids, right? Big airports, schools, hospitals, they all need energy. And now you have data centers. Data centers, they need a lot of energy. Lot of energy. And on top of that, now you have AI and artificial intelligence. It needs far more energy. It is consuming a lot of energy. Ajib. I don't know, there was some survey, some report, that some of the data centers, or I don't know how many, they consumed as much energy as the energy that was required for New York. City of New York. You know, city of millions of people. The energy that is required for running a city is now required for data centers, for AI. Allah is saying, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ Do you see the fire that you lit? أَأَنْتُمْ مَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ Did you create the tree for the fire? Because Arabs, they used to have two types of wood. And if you rub the woods against each other, it will lit the fire. Up to now, people who know, they know. There are specific types of stones. If you hit the stones against each other, it will lit the fire. Or there are certain types of woods. If you rub the wood against each other, it will lit the fire. Allah is saying, who is the one who has created this tree? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَأَنْتُمْ مَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ So Allah Azza wa Jal, He has His signs around us. And He has His signs inside us. But because we get used to it, we don't see. We don't remember Allah Azza wa Jal. We do not see the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal in everything. Unfortunately, we think that it is just happening like that. It is an autopilot. Right? It is not an autopilot. It is still under the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. In order to wake human being, every now and then, you have things which are extraordinary. Things which are out of the way. So that people can think, why this is happening? Why this is happening? Sometimes you will have lot of rain somewhere. In few hours, you will have flooding. Ajib. In Houston some time ago, I visited. People showed me a town. Entire town got destroyed because of flooding. If you go now, it looks very beautiful. It looks very nice, nice houses, nice pavements, nice roads, everything. In matters of hours, the entire homes flooded. Ajib. Somebody told me that this was like some time ago. So the Cybertruck was new. You know, expensive car. I don't know if it was Cybertruck or some other car, which was worth $200,000. So one of the brothers had that car. So he said to his friend who told me that all his relatives, they were not asking about his house. His house was okay, was not okay. His friends and his family members, they were asking about his car. Is your car okay? In matters of hours, the entire town, thousands of homes, thousands of livelihoods, halas, affected. We see this all the time. Sometimes you have rain, sometimes you have thunder, sometimes you have winds and storms. I visited Nebraska. I saw a town, because of winds, the entire town finished. In matters of hours, the roofs and the windows and the doors are everywhere. The entire township vanished. In fact, the Qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla is so powerful, it can affect not towns, it can affect countries, and it does affect the entire universe. With one command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, everything can come into creation. And with one command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, everything can collapse. Everything, anything can collapse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power is beyond our imagination. Allah will command the angel, Israfil. And the angel, he blows the sur. With one sur, everything will collapse. You know, Allah is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Israfil, the angel. And he blows the sur, and the sur creates so strong and so powerful noise that everything will collapse. Noise also has power. Sound has power. I don't know, some people might remember Concorde planes, you know, they fly very fast. I think from New York to London or Paris, you can fly in 4 hours. So it is twice or perhaps more than twice of the speed. So when some of the planes landed in London, the windows of the neighboring homes crashed, smashed, just because of the sound. And that's why they stopped those planes. They're not like using them anymore. They're trying to develop. Allah knows. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. With one sur, everything will collapse. And with another sur of the angel, everything will come to life again. One angel of Allah Azza wa Jal. One sur of one angel of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many Israfil can Allah make? How many Israfil can Allah create? And how many times can Israfil blow? If Allah wills. My dear brothers, sometimes We have signs of Allah Azza wa Jal in our surroundings to see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal in water, qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal in winds, qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal in fire, and the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal in mountains, the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal in the soil. Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to see these signs so that we can surrender ourselves to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the meaning of ubudiyyat, that we realize the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal and we say, Ya Allah, without your help and without your will and without your command, nobody can do anything. And whatever we are doing, we are only doing because you are allowing this to happen. Whatever is happening only because Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed that to happen. Once a person realizes this, then all the kibr, all the arrogance goes away. This makes the human being realize his faqr and his ihtiyaj towards Allah Azza wa Jal, that we need Allah all the time, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the help of Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. Ya ayyuhan nas wa antum al fuqara'u ila Allah wallahu wal ghaniyyul hamid. O people, you are all dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal. You are all faqir towards Allah Azza wa Jal. All of the people, rich, poor, young, old, babies, or people who are giants, athletes, everybody is in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid, and Allah Azza wa Jal is ghani, and Allah Azza wa Jal is praiseworthy. Allah wants us to realize this faqr. Without realizing the faqr towards Allah Azza wa Jal, a person cannot come to the isti'anat. Isti'anat yani seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal. As Muslims, we do two things. One is ibadat of Allah, and another is isti'anat from Allah Azza wa Jal. Isti'anat from Allah, that we seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Why do we seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal? Because we know very clearly and we understand very well that it is Allah who can provide help. And once Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the only one whom we ask for help, then we only do the ibadah and we only surrender ourselves to Allah Azza wa Jal. So ibadah and isti'anat, they are connected with each other. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. You only we worship and you only we seek help from. But ibadat and isti'anat, they are connected with the meaning of faqr towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Until and unless the meaning of faqr is open to our hearts, that all the time we see that we are in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to remember Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. Even, you know, for a sip of water, even for a sip of water, he used to say, Alhamdulillah. Water, not a big deal. Well, not a big deal. It looks like that. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. Because our life can depend on it. And our life does depend on it. Our life does depend on it. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we have made from water every living thing. We have made from water every living thing. I was listening to the radio because of this storm. May Allah make it easy for the people all over the US. Many states are affected. In many states, emergency is declared because you have a very difficult situation. May Allah help. May Allah make it easy for people. I was listening to the radio that some people are advised to, obviously not here, I don't know where. Some people were advised to keep water at home. Keep water at home. Why keep water? Because water is needed. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say Alhamdulillah for a sip of water. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to see the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, to realize the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to surrender ourselves to the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal and to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.